This is the My New Norm podcast, and I'm your host, Barry Scott Young. This is Barry Scott Young, and this episode is a look behind the mic. I guess you can say that the origins of this podcast began in 2020 when I suffered a major stroke. If you're one of the original listeners, you know the story. But as a quick recap, the stroke left me unable to move my right side. I couldn't walk, talk, or even swallow for a time. After a lot of rehab, prayer, and my strong will, here I am today, walking. Well, it's more zombie-like, but walking nonetheless. I'm talking and living life as a stroke survivor. I recall while laying in my hospital bed and coming to terms that I would never be able to go back to what I once was, this thought came to my mind. I have to focus on where I am, where I want to go, and not where I used to be. So here we are, four seasons into what started for me as a form of speech therapy and finding a new purpose. First and foremost, a huge thank you to you, the listener, supporter, and the encourager. You have been all these things to me, and words really can't express how much they mean to me. Blows my mind that this podcast has listeners from countless countries and hundreds of cities across the world. I started out just happy if my immediate family would listen just to one episode. Today, I want to give you a look behind the mic, if you will. Where do you record? How do you find people? What are your challenges? Am I having fun? And where am I headed and what comes next? Barb and I have a great home here in Tennessee. She works out of the house and kindly shares her office with me, where I edit and I work on my computer. So to answer the question I often get, do you have your own studio? No, that would be a dream. But this podcast started in our master bedroom closet. I read somewhere that clothes in a closet make for great soundproofing. We drug a table, chair, and my computer and a mic in a closet two times a month, and that's where the magic started. I was pretty cautious at first about background noises, but have since realized that recording from the kitchen table or even the office when Barb's not working works just well. Maybe with a huge lottery winning, I'd have space to build my own studio. The magic of editing also helps if the dog decides to bark or kids selling candy bars rings the doorbell. Another question is, what equipment do I use? Well, I started with my computer and software, a $25 USB mic. Here's where I insert a huge thank you to the greatest guy I know, Barry DeHart. He gifted me with a Rodecaster mixing unit. Little did he know that this was on my wish list for years. It's like driving a Ferrari every time I record. I also use Zoom during the recording to allow for a face-to-face experience with my guests. You may not know this, but a fun fact about me, I started out in college in communications and TV productions in California. Ended up in ministry. I never pursued that, so it's been a fun surprise late in life to go back to my earliest interest in production.
We'll be right back.
And it's sometimes it's removing barriers, sometimes it's past trauma. A lot of times there's things that happen to us as children that create the kinds of responses that we use to make ourselves feel safe as adults. But we don't need those anymore, but we still do them because they helped us as children.
Hi, this is Billy Parker. Remember to listen to Barry Scott Young and I in My New Norm podcast, Season 3, Episode 10, where we discuss trends in mental health research and better ways to get yourself unstuck.
Real people and real stories. That's my tagline. I have a story, and so do you. And there are some pretty amazing stories out there. In my recent episode, my guest, John Verderfay, said, "Behind every face, there's a story." How true that's been. Most often, I find people don't think they even have much to say or to share. But I think that's what makes this podcast so relatable. You know, it's testimony. It's a powerful thing. People can relate and identify. Even if the circumstances are different, others can be encouraged by the fortitude, strength, and faith people have in life through their story.
Thank you for listening to part one. Part two is coming up in the next episode. Now you can help support this podcast with as little as the price of a cup of coffee. Go to www.ki-fi.com/mynewnorm. Thank you in advance for your support and interest in this podcast. Until the next episode, this is the My New Norm podcast. It's all about real people and real stories with your host, Barry Scott Young.